USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
America's top diplomat doesn't expect any major breakthroughs in talks with Russia this week.
If we're actually going to make progress in these talks, but I don't think we're going to see any breakthroughs next week, we're going to listen to their concerns, they'll listen to our concerns, and we'll see if there are grounds for progress.
Appearing on ABC's This Week, Secretary of State Anthony Blinken saying the situation with Russia is unlikely to change in the imminent future as they hold what he calls a gun to the head of Ukraine. The California Department of Public Health is issuing new guidance that allows healthcare networks to enable COVID-19 positive employees to keep working if they don't show any symptoms. Healthcare workers in the state now don't have to isolate or show any negative COVID-19 test, the guidance saying, before coming back to work if they are asymptomatic. USA Radio News.
There are many things to think about if you are buying a home or refinancing your present one.
Like, what's better, a direct lender or a mortgage broker? We like to think that a direct lender like Fellowship Home Loans is best.
As a direct lender, there is no middleman and endless requests for more documents. This could save you time and impact your terms and rates.
As a direct lender, Fellowship Home Loans can often close your loan in less than 3 weeks. Let's talk about it at 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283 or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Regardless of your needs, Fellowship Home Loans wants to be your go-to source for home loans. Talk to a person, not a machine, at 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283. Or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Home is actually our middle name, Fellowship Home Loans.
Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
School's still not in session for Chicago students.
Chicago teachers are still battling with the Democratic mayor over distance learning during the COVID-19 surge in the Windy City. The Chicago Teachers Union wants to continue remote learning classes through mid-January because of it, but Chicago's mayor Lightfoot has already shut down the idea. She says the best, safest place for kids is to be in school. And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
At least 9 children are believed to be among the 19 people dead in a Bronx apartment building fire. The 5-alarm blaze starting in a 19-story high-rise building in New York on Sunday. More than 60 people were injured in the building, including more than 30 who went to the hospital. Mayor Eric Adams calling it one of the worst fires witnessed in modern times in the city. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
New York City District Attorney Alvin Bragg is defending his prosecutorial policies just a few days into his term. Critics argue his hands-off policies on prosecuting lower-level crimes will put residents and police officers at risk. National Fraternal Order of Police Vice President John Gamaldi claims Bragg is just a puppet for progressive Democrats who want to change the criminal justice system.
They're demonizing law enforcement, and what they're really doing is placing criminals over law-abiding, good citizens out there.
All right.
I'll tell you, what this DA is really showing the community, that he doesn't give a damn about the community, only cares about his ideology.
Bragg argues his policies will focus more on violent criminals and help keep New York City residents safe. Even with new mandates in place, a popular event will still take place in Washington, D.C.
March for Life organizers said the event will proceed as planned. The 49th annual March for Life will take place days after the D.C. vaccination mandate kicks in. The March for Life will modify some of its indoor events due to the new COVID-19 regulations. The March for Life, set for January 21st, is a massive pro-life demonstration that's followed the anniversary of the Supreme Court's Roe v. Wade decision, which legalized abortion nationwide in 1973. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.